Hello.
Hey, Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
How you doing?
Kurt, I apologize for asking you a question you've probably been asked a million times out there, but you're having a really good year. And, you know, it's been a while, obviously, since you've had this opportunity to play like this. And I just, you know, it's what's it been like to kind of get back to what you were doing those 3 years in St. Louis? And did you ever think the day would come where you had this opportunity to put up these kind of numbers and win like this again?
Well, I mean, obviously it's fun. Fun to be able to be back on a team that's winning, chance for the playoffs, you know, because that's what you play for. Once you've been there, there's really no other reason to play. You don't play for stats or, you know, any of that other stuff. You play to win a championship. And so it's nice to be in the mix for that again. It's a lot of fun. You know, and I didn't know if this time would come again. You know, when I left New York and then came here, I was hoping I could you know, establish myself here, and then obviously some things happened the first couple of years. We didn't really have a great team put together, and we struggled. And obviously, they always look at the quarterback first. So when I was benched here, you know, I did kind of wonder if I would ever get the chance again to really lead a team and to have a team that would commit to me for the long haul. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of it came because Matt got injured last year, but at least it got me a chance to get back on the field and play and in a system and with some coaches that were willing to focus the offense around some of my skills. And, you know, and because of that, I think I was able to play football the way that I've always played. And, you know, and we were able to have success because of it. And then, again, fortunate this year to have a staff that would make a commitment to me, which I think is rare in this business, and very few organizations probably would have chosen to go that route. And so I'm very fortunate for that, and trying to prove to them every week that they made the right decision.
Kurt, things obviously haven't been going very well for Donovan right now. Is there any advice you'd give somebody for life beyond that first team they've been with and struggled?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm not ready to say he's not going to be, you know, an Eagle for the rest of his career. The one thing I would say to everyone else is it doesn't matter how long you've played this game or how well you've played it. There's always periods where it doesn't go in your favor. And it doesn't mean you can't play anymore or you don't have a lot left in the tank. You know, I guess you can, i.e., look at my situation. You know, but there's times when things don't go in your favor, and there's times when you're pressing and you're trying to carry a team and sometimes trying to do more than you really should be trying to do, but you feel that responsibility as a leader of the team. And, again, I can't speak directly to Donovan's situation and what's been going on there in the organization, but I know that I've been there before where, you know, year after we went to the Super Bowl and I won my second MVP, you know, I came back, and I think that next year, before I got hurt, the first five games, I mean, I threw like 12 interceptions and four touchdowns. And, you know, it didn't mean I couldn't play. It was just, you know, pressing and you know, one time a tip ball that normally hits the ground is intercepted. One time you're in the pocket and you're going to throw and, you know, the guy coming around the end hits the ball instead of missing it. You know, and some of those things go against you, but it doesn't mean you can't play. And I know that's the way with that's the situation with Donovan, is that some things have gone against him the last couple of weeks, but still a great player. And, you know, showed that, you know, through the beginning of the year. Just, you know, everybody hits slumps, you know, just like in baseball. There's times you get into a hitting slump. And, you know, and he's going to work his way out of it, and I think he's going to be a great quarterback for the rest of his career. It's just unfortunate that so much scrutiny is put on that position, and to know how much it takes to really play that position at a high level, I think people take that for granted, and you know, and I just truly believe he's going to work himself out of this.
Kurt, you've been in the situation, you know, especially in New York. You have a guy looking over his shoulder, a young guy, Eli Manning was in New York. Is it difficult to you know, go out there and not have to worry about every incompletion or maybe an interception?
Yeah, I mean, it can be if you don't get the support of the organization, you know, and I think that's the key. It's not, you know, the media, it's not the fans, it's more how do you feel within your organization? Do you feel like they're committed to you, or do you feel like, you know, as you said, that, you know, every incompletion or every bad game, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they're going to speculate or they're going to start talking about replacing you. And that's the hard part because, you know, you can't play this game trying to be perfect. You know, you can't play this position, you know, living under expectations that you have to throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns every time out because it just doesn't happen. I mean, I don't care who you are, you know, around the league. I mean, we've seen it. You know, Brett Favre, you know, 2 years before last year, I think, you know, he threw a lot more interceptions than he threw touchdowns. Does it mean he can't play? No. You saw how he's come back the last couple years, but it's tough to live under that scrutiny and those expectations year in and year out. And, you know, it's hard when you know or you don't feel like you have the support of the organization, but that's where I think it stems. If the coaching staff and, you know, the organization, if you believe they're committed to you, you know, it's easy to move forward and not look over your shoulder. But if you don't feel that, it's a tough position to be in.
Kurt, I know it's not something that's foremost on your mind right now, but there's been a lot of talk about the Hall of Fame somewhere down the line. Obviously, you're a unique case because you didn't start playing until your late 20s. Is it something you think about? Is it something that would mean a lot to you? Is it something that you think you've earned?
You know, you definitely think about it because, you know, people talk about it. And so you think about it at times. You know, I would definitely be honored. I mean, I think anybody who plays this game to be recognized as the greatest to play would be a distinct honor, no question about it. And I would be completely humbled if that were to happen. As far as whether I've earned it, I think that really is to the discrepancy of, you know, of who makes those decisions. What I believe as a football player is, you know, as you said, I started late. I've had some circumstances where the ball's been taken out of my hands. But I truly believe that when I've been between the lines and I've been on the football field playing, that I've played this game as well as anybody. And I've played it consistently. And, you know, but I think I'm going to end up having to be judged somehow differently than other people because I'm not going to have the number of games under my belt, you know, having not started my first game till I was 28. You know, there's probably going to have to be, you know, some other criteria or people are going to have to look at it a different way. And so I don't know if I've earned it. I believe the way I've played the game when I've played it, you know, deserves to be, you know, be recognized for what that is. But I don't know if that's enough to be put in the Hall of Fame.
Kurt, could you talk about your offense versus the Eagles' defense?
I think it's a good matchup. You know, I think you're talking about a quality defense. You know, with a really strong secondary, which obviously you know matches up well with our receivers. Whereas obviously that's a strength of our team. You know, Coach Johnson always does a tremendous